Hey y'all, what's up?
I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So in keeping up with different ways to preserve your mental health, this week I want to talk about meditation. It is something that has definitely helped me over the last year and a half, I would say. A friend of mine had gotten me into candles and sage and pretty much like being in a positive headspace. And since we've had that conversation and she's shown me these different techniques, I've been using them. And for the most part, they do work whenever I'm in a funk or I'm in a terrible headspace. Most of you know that your mind is a sponge and it absorbs the most while you are sleeping or when you first wake up. So for me, I have a very bad habit of carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders with me to bed. When I say with me to bed, I will be in a situation or have a situation that is weighing on me heavily. And instead of letting go of the situation before I go to bed and trying to have a clear mind, I'll go to sleep with everything on my mind, which causes me to either toss and turn all throughout the night, which means I get very little or no sleep at all. Or it causes me, believe it or not, to have dreams about whatever it is that I'm going through. Which then, when I do get up in the morning, of course, the first thing on my mind is still whatever I was carrying the night before. So meditation has helped me tremendously with that. And whenever I get into a not so great space, I kind of just take some time to myself and I zone out. So you can meditate first thing in the morning when you wake up. You can meditate in the afternoon if you like. You can meditate before you go to bed. I am typically a meditate first thing in the morning. Usually on the weekends, I will meditate first thing in the morning. During the week, I try to meditate before I go to bed. However, there are some instances where throughout the week, something happens at work or something triggers me and I'm like, oh, nope, I gotta go to my car. I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta do something to like get my peace back. So for me, I typically meditate maybe 20, 30 minutes a day. And meditation is just time to yourself. If I'm home, I like to light candles. Sometimes just smell good candles. Other times I will light intention setting candles. I have a few girlfriends who make these amazing intention setting candles and they smell great and they just lift my spirits whenever I'm in a funk. So I'll light those, and just zone out. My phone will go on do not disturb for however long I meditate. Sometimes I don't take it off do not disturb after I'm done meditating. But the TV is usually off. There are times that I will play music. It just really depends on where I'm at prior to meditating. I know for me, I like to listen to oldies. I was brought up in an era where my mom listened to like Luther and Teddy Pendergrass and Diana Ross and Aretha Franklin and all the greats. So this decade of music, I guess, is just not really for me. I like some of the songs, but not that much. So I have a very old spirit. So I will listen to music like that. I love Layla Hathaway now. Surprisingly, like, I wasn't a big fan of hers until probably like 6 or 7 months ago. And now I love her. Her voice puts me at peace. When I tell you guys, if I'm going through something, I put on Layla and her voice just does something to my spirit, and it calms me down, and then it makes everybody else's day go great, because when I'm in a great mood, everybody else's day is just amazing. But I will listen to music. There are several types of meditation that I do. I'm pretty sure there are hundreds of different ways to meditate, but there are three specific types that I do. One of those types is called guided meditation. And guided meditation is just like when you visualize places or things that make you happy. Like for me, my happy place is the beach with blue or crystal clear water, and I'm just enjoying like my feet in the sand, not really too far deep into the water because I can't swim, but I envision those types of places or things when I'm practicing guided meditation. Another type of meditation is called mantra meditation, and those are your silent chants or calming words or phrases. I typically do mantra meditation whenever I'm lighting my intention candles. For those of you that don't know what mantra meditation is, or you need an example of it, if you've ever seen the movie What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner is in her dressing room, I believe, and she is repeating num-yo-renge-kyo, or something like that. Don't quote me on that because I never really understood what she was saying, but it's something similar to that. That is what mantra meditation is, where you chant to yourself or out loud calming words, phrases, whatever your intentions may be. If you were lighting intention setting candles, then that is the type of meditation that I would do in that instance. Also, yoga. Now, I'm new to yoga. I had a friend of mine that has been trying to get me to do hot yoga, and I'm not there yet. I'm be 100% honest with y'all. I don't know how I feel about being in over 100 degree weather and or temperature in a room with a whole bunch of people, and I got to stretch and try to breathe comfortably. That's just not my thing. I got asthma. That's just not about to work for me. But regular yoga, it is a series of postures and controlled breathing exercises that help promote more flexibility in your body and a calm mind. So I just started doing yoga, like literally just started doing yoga a couple weeks ago. It's fun for the most part. It is relaxing. I will say that. And it's relaxing if you do it in the right environment. Like, you got to be by yourself or in a calming environment. Like, you can't do yoga around people that are like extremely loud or in a noisy area, because that's not what it is for. But so far I like it. Maybe I'll eventually try the whole hot yoga thing, but not right now. It's not on my spirit to try it. And I've been following my spirit a lot. And if it tells me not to do something, sis, don't do it. That's just it. But another thing that I like to do to kind of preserve my mental health, I love to sage. And I might be a little weird because I love the smell of sage. So when you sage, you are supposed to open your doors and your windows and, in essence, free your space of all negative energy, bad vibes, negativity. Saging helps with that. There are so many different types of sage. I can't even begin to tell you the different types, but I love white sage and I love blue sage. And I love Palo Santos. I love the smell of Palo Santos too. I don't know why, but the smells do something to me. I don't know what it is, but it's like that earthy smell, like wood burning. But open up your doors and your windows. And for me, while I'm saging, some people sage quietly, some people say phrases. For me, I like to say, like, you know, cleanse my space of all negativity, protect my home from all negative vibes, things of that nature, like free my mind, body, and spirit of all negativity. You can sage yourself, you can sage your house, you can sage your car, you can sage anywhere. There's sage spray. I've never used the sage spray. I'm just big on the sage that you actually light and it smokes, and it just smells amazing. But some of the benefits of meditation are they give you, or meditating gives you, a new perspective on not just stressful situations, but anything that you're going through in general, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. If you meditate about it, you 9 times out of 10 will have a new perspective on how to move regarding that situation. Meditation also helps manage your stress levels. I cannot stress this enough. When I am stressed out, literally the first thing I do is go light a candle and some sage, and I just go sit down and try to clear my mind, because it literally helps me manage those levels. On days where I probably would be like a 10, meditating keeps me at like a 4 or a 5 on a good day. However, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that works all the time, because it does not. Some days, some situations just put me at a 10 and just be on 10 till I feel like coming down, and there's no meditation that can help me. But for the most part, it does. Meditation also helps me focus on the present. I am an overthinker, so I tend to think in the future, like what could happen, or this is what's going on, because that's what's playing in my head. And 9 times out of 10, it's not really that. So meditating, being in a calm space, listening to music, lighting candles, doing yoga, saying chants, it helps me focus on the now. Like, it helps me stay in the present moment. It also helps me reduce negative emotions. Most of the time, again, I'm not perfect, so I'm not going to sit here and say every time I meditate, my negative emotions are reduced. Most of the time they are. There are times when they are not. There are times when they are only reduced for a few minutes. But it, I won't say it takes practice, but it takes practice. Like, you really have to get into it. And it also, believe it or not, meditation increases your creativity. There have been moments where I've decided to meditate and I've come up with new ideas, and different thoughts of things that I want to put together. Things that are coming soon actually came from me just sitting on the floor, Indian style meditating, or me just being in a closed off area, music playing, just zoned out. And I've just literally started thinking, like, my creative juices have gone crazy, and it's like, oh, I can do this, 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 and this. And in doing so, it increased my creativity, and kind of took my mind off of everything else that I was going through at that moment. It also increases patience. I am already a patient person, but meditating aids in that, because it teaches you not to rush, like to trust whatever process you're in. Oh, I forgot to mention baths. Baths are a way of meditation. Like, they have bath bombs now, all types of bubble baths and things that you could use if you wanted to zone out that way. Light some candles, take you a nice little bubble bath, and kind of just let your mind go, let yourself go. These are just some things that I do to help preserve my mental health. Of course, you can do other things. If you research meditation and how it impacts your mental health, I'm sure you'll find multiple ways that you can meditate. Some people exercise as a form of meditation. I do not. That's not on my spirit as a form of meditation. Exercising, It's something that I do like to do. However, the way my asthma is set up, I can't just be running around all the time or doing excessive lifting and things of that nature. But if it works for you, it works for you. So these are some things that I do in terms of meditation that help me, and I hope they help you. I'll catch y'all next week.